Yo, microphone check, microphone check. 1, 2, what is this? You're now tuned into Imperfect Sense right here on Unified Radio.tv. I'm one of four hosts, one of four moderators, one of four opinionated brothers that make up this podcast called Imperfect Sense. I go by the name of Eric E. Mr. Dawson, whatever it is you call me, please call me. Yo. Please don't call me a midget. Like, I'm just because I'm tired, yo, just a little bit. And to the left of me, I got the bully with me in the building. Conway to the right of me, Andy's in the building. Shout out to Flesh. Yep. He isn't with us.
Yep.
But yo, we're going to turn up, man. We're going to have a good time, man. I feel like we've been on a long R&R, like a long vacation. I feel like we ain't been in here for a minute. I feel like we ain't parred in a while.
You know what I'm saying? But
we got a bunch of episodes dropping this week.
That bread had hard, yo.
Yeah. Yo, thanks, yo.
Yeah, man. One of us the same one the homie Tony with. When he at work.
Hey, yo.
Let's go.
I want to. You mean the most intriguing man in the world?
I want to bless the one your way at work. But we are Imperfect Sense. If this is your first time tuning in to us, I'm going to tell you a little bit about us before we get started. We are opinionated brothers. We talk about everybody, all walks of life. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're sensitive about your race, religion, gender, sexuality, or politics, this is not the pod for you because we do not give a fuck.
Nope.
We do not subscribe to cancel culture.
Nope.
And we definitely like all the smoke on social media. We love it. We embrace it, especially Conway. I ignore the shit. You got like 20 characters and then I'm off. I'm not reading anything past 20 characters. Like, I'm not doing that, man. But how y'all brothers feeling? We ain't been around each other in a minute. Pause.
Feeling good, man. Feeling good.
That you said.
Everybody good?
Everything good, man.
Everybody good?
Everything good.
Everything gravy? Good.
Hell
you know what I'm saying? We got a homie sitting there. Just yell at the people. Just yell and let them know you're here. Just say, yo. Yup, yo. Well, you know, we don't usually have people in here unless we interviewing them. But we got big homie in the house. You know what I mean? So he going to sit around and check us out. He may even chime in if it's something intriguing real quick. But y'all brothers feeling good?
Hell yeah.
What are you listening to this week?
I ain't gonna lie, you put me on.
Y'all was just
that.
Talking about something.
Yeah, he just put me on that Freddie Gibbs shit. I ain't gonna
Freddie
lie.
Gibbs.
Yeah, this from Gibbs. What I heard so far, that shit fire.
I didn't get into it. I didn't even know he dropped a new joint yet.
But I did listen to, yo, Future gonna have to stop making music again.
Word?
Rich Homie Quan on his neck. Buddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Rich Homie Quan, like, yo, nobody was fucking with him until they put him on hiatus. The industry put him on hiatus. Like, he was having a run.
Man, he was having a run.
He
really started all himself niggas that sound like that.
Yeah, they don't want to admit it, but you're 110% correct. You know what? I haven't been on no new hip hop shit. Like, I'm engulfed in this project we working on. So, new music wise, but shout out, because a couple weeks ago we hit the Pusha T show.
Oh right? My god!
See, that's how long we ain't been up in here.
Like, oh my god!
That's how long we ain't been up in here. When Pusha T came to Baltimore, shout out to Push, man, and shout out to all the dick riding dudes that was in VIP trying to sit around the NBA. Oh my god! I'm like, yo, come on, man! Like, I see what these females be talking about, like these clout chasing ass.
He with his lady and shit.
I'm like,
these
motherfuckers, come on, like, yo.
Fucking gangsters,
man.
The fucking gangsters.
You just fucking
lame. Fucking facts, yo. But speaking of clout chasers, man, let me throw a clout chaser underneath the bus by this company by the name of Netflix, right? So Netflix, right? Me and the team, I've been very adamant about this particular project they dropped on Netflix. Was it Dahmer, right?
Okay.
Just Jeffrey Dahmer shit. And for me,
I still haven't watched it.
I try to get into it. I'm gonna get a little bit of hypocrisy about me not wanting to watch it, but still tried to watch it. Mm-hmm. This is my
you
whole
got
thing,
to,
right?
You media, bitch.
Yeah. See, and that's what I try to convince myself, right? That I'm media, right?
I did too, and I still didn't watch it.
I still can't, right? This is my thing, right? This whole Jeffrey Dahmer shit. My take on it is, it's one thing to do a documentary on something, which is fine. It's about education. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to do a full series or a film on something where the victims' families are not okay with it. Okay.
Right.
I understand things are public record, but at some point, you got to have some sympathy and empathy for people and what they went through, and not just about lining your fucking pockets. I just think it's some sucker shit. I mean, if you sit down with the family and the family say, hey, we want to be compensated for you making us relive this trauma and this pain, then cool. But if they coming out and telling you, nah, this is not what we want, and you still saying fuck it anyway, and you hiding behind the fact that is public domain, like, you're a sucker. And that goes with anything where you're detailing somebody's life and they're not okay with it. You get what I'm saying? Because you take the essence out of what really happened, in my opinion. When you do a documentary, it's based on the facts. It's based on the news clippings. It's based on the interviews. It's based on this. That Dahmer shit give you a chance to romanticize about Jeffrey Dahmer. It gets you. It takes the pain away of what he really fucking did. You get to go back and relive his childhood. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was fucked up, and he did this and did that, and you see your favorite actor playing him. You romanticize the shit. It's not the same as a documentary. That's right. Just my opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What is your take on that shit, Andy?
I know. I definitely. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't watched it, but
don't watch that shit.
What? I haven't watched it.
I know. I have. The gossiper didn't watch it.
You're fucking lying, bro.
No, I have not watched it. I've been on this Raising Kanan shit.
So no, fuck that, no, nigga. You're not gonna.
I'm being dead serious. I have not watched it, but I do know a lot about the, you know, the actual case itself. This is what I'm saying.
I don't even want to talk about this now.
Hold up. How can you? I get where Eric is coming from. You can't kind of basically kind of minimize how a person mourns over their loved ones. That's one. Two, you just going to go still put it out there and just say fuck it. Regardless, it's public knowledge, and we're going to still put it out there. It's one thing for you to read news clippings about how vicious and how sinister he was, but to actually see it actually on a screen. And then depicting, you know, certain, you know, time sequences where he actually
and
they
be embellishing bullshit,
right?
Yo.
Right. Even I could tell you, like with the Tyson shit. I understand he said, "Yo, my mom was fucked up. She did this and this, this and that." But to actually see scenes of her actually laying up, turning trick.
Mm-hmm. Who, Tyson?
In the Tyson documentary.
But the documentary,
did you watch
like
that? Did you watch that?
I did watch it. I
watched. Yo, was his head really like that?
cut the shit.
But I understand why he's like, yo, I ain't fucking with it, because he done said what it was. He talked about his childhood. He said it was fucked up. He been in jail, in and out of jail since he was like 12. You know, he doesn't want to relive that shit. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what happened? He put that bitch in a book. Once you put that bitch in a book, it's a wrap.
No. This is what I mean by public. This is what I mean by public domain. Things like that. You put things in a book. Things. I get that. My thing is, if the family's saying no. I mean, they all over the internet. It's memes. Mm-hmm. It's different posts where they kind of make a Jeffrey Dahmer jokes about, oh man, Jeffrey Dahmer should have ate my baby daddy. Like, come on, yo. Like, come on, man. Like,
yo, did you
come see? Come on, what are we doing here with that shit?
I ain't gonna lie, I did laugh. I saw the meme with the Five Guys saying, "This don't taste like Five Guys."
The one I seen was the nigga was sitting in the chair dancing and shit, yo. See? And he had like all your favorite music, man. They had the Baltimore Club music, R. Kelly, fucking Mary J.
Blige. Oh, the guy that dances way out of getting murdered.
Yeah, see, you see, but look. Look how that shit funny though, but that shit ain't funny, it's funny, he was sitting in the chair dancing, imagine imagine when this episode dropped and somebody from their family happened to listen and we
was it the white family or black family,
but what I'm saying, just think about somebody laughing
right
that your family member got ate. Think about this.
I mean, it just, yo, I knew he was going to say it. I was like, I'm bracing myself when he said it.
Y'all still laughing at somebody being
lamb chops.
Some people like to get ate. Some people like to get ate.
Yo. Lego George. What the fuck?
Lego George.
Ah, shit, man.
Cream eye curling.
Yo, somebody got eight, yo. Like,
Mitch barbecue,
yo,
Mitch.
Yo, oh my God. Yo, like, y'all really laughed at that shit. Yo, like, y'all really. Yo.
Mitch Leon.
Yo, when the last time y'all niggas been to church?
It's been a while.
I can tell. It's been a while. Yo, I can tell, man. But, yo, on some real shit, like, imagine the generation.
Roger Helper.
The generation after them people that died that know the history but don't really know the history of what happened to their family, and they seeing it
right
plastered all over the place. That's what I'm talking about. Like, at what point do you not treat people like they some type of like it's some type of art of war thing? Like you get what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. You know, you kill these people to save these people. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what companies, these movie houses do. They take these, okay, we don't care that these 20 people are affected over here.
Right.
We give a fuck about the 100,000 people that we're going to employ on this side based right. off of that.
I'm just waiting for the DC Sniper series. But,
you think
it's,
so?
It's going to come. It's going to come out.
That's big as dollar. It is.
You know, it's going to come. I'm 50-50 on that. You know why?
That's going to come because the nigga's still living.
I'm 50-50 on that. And, I totally know nothing's coming out about 9/11. My thing is, it's real right. easy for Hollywood and these streaming services to go ahead and monetize off of when black and brown people die, right?
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Wait, hold the on. People that's mad at the white family,
but what
not
I'm
the
saying,
black people.
But what I'm saying, no, the black lady that zapped in court, she's highly upset.
I never seen that. I never seen her.
You know what I'm saying? She's highly upset.
I've seen a one white person.
But what I'm saying is, Hollywood are never put people in a position where they can romanticize about somebody that killed a bunch of white people.
Right.
You'll never see a 9/11 movie where it's like you'll have your favorite handsome actors playing terrorists that flew planes into a fucking building so you can see where they came from and how their childhood was. They not playing that game with white people.
Right.
Well, they play that shit with us.
They did. The Boston bomb.
No.
And they was mad as shit about
No.
Mark Marlberg.
It ain't. I'm talking about 9/11. I'm not talking about.
And you we know got all top, a lot of white people.
We got all them type movies. But what I'm saying is, they make it easy. I told y'all before when we die, yo, people look at us like roaches on TV. Mm-hmm. That Raid commercial, we in the same category. Mm-hmm. Far as how they look at us,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I have a problem with that. Like, and I think everybody's make a joke of it because their family haven't gotten eight. God, I keep saying the shit. You know what I'm saying? This sinister motherfucker like, on this side.
Some niggas like to get eight, huh?
So let me ask y'all this. That was one of y'all family members. Your wife.
Mm-hmm.
One of your kids. How would y'all be feeling?
I couldn't watch it. If it was one of my family members,
is it going down? Is the show going down?
I think it's going to go down regardless whether I post it or not.
Everybody did.
See, that's the difference between
everybody did.
See, like for me, right?
Now go ahead, come with your flesh.
No.
Come with your flesh. I dare you.
No. Because I'm gonna get it right. So like this was like what's happened like 25-30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, like he been eating niggas for. For like since the 80s and shit, you feel me? So this is actually longer.
Yeah. Like 12, 13 year run.
Right.
Yeah.
Before he got caught.
Right.
He got caught about 25 years ago.
Right.
My kids, if I was like that person's like brother, sister, cousin, whatever at that time,
mm-hmm.
my kids will never know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why everybody running around talking about, oh, Dahmer, da, 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 da. My kids will never know about it. Because I'm not relaying, well, you know you had an uncle, you know what I mean? Or you know you had a cousin named, and he was eaten by, and they fucking telling the kid this in 2023 for what? 2018 for what? Like, the thing is, when people say
you're
that.
You're just saying some things should just be left a secret.
Facts, because it,
I agree.
This the thing. How many people lost somebody, right? How many of those people that you lost did you tell it to the little motherfucker that's coming up.
Right.
Unless it was your mother, unless it was your father, unless it was somebody that they already seen, like, oh yeah, there's no need for me to be sitting there like, yeah, you know, cousin Valerie, she used to fall out on the floor and shit when she was doing her prayers, mm-hmm. right? No one, but Brooke be like, oh, why? Because she never seen her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going around like, yo.
So you had an aunt that just fell on the floor?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to leave that alone. But, yeah, she was on high preacher shit. But, but it's like, certain shit like that, like, there's no need to tell nobody, like, yo. Like, and that's how I say when people, I get what some people say, oh, I got to relive this, I got to relive it. But you already relive it because you're telling your family that wasn't even born in 92. Mm-hmm. That, oh, so da da da. Right, that'd be like it's just like oh, I could be like, yo, tell Brooke like, yeah, you know, you had your uncle Eugene used to come to the house.
Well, black families known for having deep dark secrets.
Yeah, we know
we known for keeping the fucking secret.
But it's like, yo, like, what the fuck, like, if I'm telling everybody, you know, you're part of history, or you know, like. I'm still reliving that shit because I'm keep telling the next nigga in line. Mm-hmm. That's like what they do in school right now. They don't even teach slavery because they don't want that shit to be talked about.
Oh, they want it to be water underneath the bridge. Yeah.
But that's how, like, something traumatizing like that, I wouldn't put that shit out in the public like, yo, now back to me. Now if it was today and that shit, like, I was, no, the shit, the set wouldn't have went down.
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody in the writing room.
They'd just be like, yo, this is embellishing, fucking up the set.
They just embellish it. Like, even little things about the woman calling the police and all that. She ain't even living in the fucking building with him, dog. She ain't living the same building with him.
But that's,
like,
how, it's little,
that's how Hollywood. That's how Hollywood do. Like, they take real shit and embellish, and they don't care who the fuck it affects.
But so
the,
wait, man, it was a lady that, hold up, time out.
The one that what's the name? The main character that, what's her name? The actress,
Niecy Nash.
That she's playing. She didn't live in the building with Jeffrey Dahmer, bro.
But if, like, was she complaining about the sin of the deaf?
She just said it's a crazy white motherfucker across the street.
Oh,
the
okay.
Same shit we say all the time.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny, though? Like, about the whole Dahmer shit from North Dahmer, right? Like,
you know what the fuck?
Yeah, that's my nigga. Like, no. But no, it's like, yeah, but you know how, like, the nigga, like, he started with the white people. But the reason why it was easier for him to kill us because we so easy to make friends with these niggas.
And then he was living in our neighborhood.
And he was gay.
Yeah. He living in a predominantly black neighborhood.
But people don't give a fuck about missing black folks.
Exactly.
But not only that, he moved there.
Right.
And it made him more acceptable because niggas look at, yo, this white boy had the nuts to move into the hood.
He had the nuts, all right. Refrigerator full of them shit.
Calling them gerbil.
Your city moved into a food court.
Fucking bitch.
Gerald nuts. But no, nigga, like, it's easy, yo, and black people, yo, real shit, like, no matter how you put it, black people, we not accepted outside, but we quick to accept the nigga into our shit. Like, I don't give a fucking piss, the hood or whatever. So, when he was
there,
we
do embrace that shit, like, oh, you came right here for the niggas, come on over here, boy.
Just think about it. Yo, John can fucking go rob Marcus in the box. Them motherfucking moments came past. Hey, yo, can we play basketball with you? Can we throw the football with you a couple times? These niggas come around, slacks a white shirt, looking like the feds, and we like, hell yeah, good. Yo, go long, yo. And never got robbed.
Right.
Nick come back, oh, my tire got a flat. Yo, I'm going to get my uncle to fix that bitch for you, shorty. Tire get flat on Robert. Fuck you get it flat around here for, cuz. I like that bite, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me get that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we quick to go at our own kind. You right.
So at the end of the day, for me, I really don't give a fuck. Cause I ain't gonna watch it. One. And two, like, some things like that, I wouldn't pass down to my kids, so or the younger generation who wasn't here for it. But the craziest thing about it is, like, once shit like that go publicly and is mainstream, you have to also prepare yourself for that shit. Like, bro, no matter how mad a motherfucker gonna be mad at me or not going or care about it, they're not. I wasn't the one that got ate. My peoples did.
Right.
And now this white motherfucker who had powers of the law religiously for killing black people, because at that time they still didn't give a fuck if you came up missing because they thought you was a junkie and you just probably was in the trap house, yeah, high as a motherfucker. Yeah. It didn't matter. So it's like, yo, sometimes the cries of, oh, I don't want to watch it again, you don't have to watch the bitch. If you want truth be told, I bet you none of the motherfuckers got rid of Netflix because there's other shows on that they like.
Right. I can't speak for them, but I would.
But because
I got moral standards, and it's one, my thing is like this: the insensitive and lack of empathy that people have for other people bother me. Like, I'm looking at comments online telling me, "Oh man, that happened a long time ago. They need to be over it." You can't tell somebody how long it take to fucking heal, bro. Netflix is a fucking joke. Netflix is a joke. I mean, just think about how they released it. They released it in Halloween time, bro. They knew what the fuck they were doing.
That shit is crazy.
And then they released the documentary they already did right behind it again.
You know what's so funny about that, though? I get a Netflix, like, for those type of joints, it tells me. I didn't get that this shit was in my email until last week. Mm. Everybody been talking about it for, like, 2-3 weeks since. And that shit never popped up on my thing. So I was like, damn, somebody, like, what? I couldn't find it at first. And then next thing I know, like, by Friday, that shit was in the 1-10 column.
My thing is it's just baffling, and I'm not putting the blame on.
But they told them niggas.
Nobody told them. The family?
They told the family.
That's
coming up.
But that's the discrepancy. Most of them said, we don't want this shit. That's where it bothers me.
Right.
That's where it bothers me. Because God forbid if it was one of y'all, right? Yeah. Something happened to one of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all family coming to me like, yo, we not fucking with that shit. Mm-hmm. Because every time you pick up your phone, you're going to see it. No matter if you're telling them no or not. Because everybody's making memes. Everybody's making jokes. Right. Everybody's doing this and doing that. You're inviting people to back into trauma. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I want people to understand. Like, it's not just, everybody's death should not just be your fucking entertainment because you need something to watch on fucking TV. Like, that's when people send me shit via the DMs and shit with somebody real life getting killed, shot, blown. Don't send me that shit. I say it all the time. That shit not entertainment to me. Like, we seen that shit in real life.
Yeah.
That shit in real life. Ducking bullets. Seeing somebody fucking head on your fucking lap. Like, that shit not entertainment to me.
But that goes back to,
like, why are we so wanting to see somebody's trauma?
But that's what,
because
I'm saying.
Because America's built on violence.
Yeah. But you know, no, that go back to what I was saying too about, like, we can't be picking and choosing about that shit, because The Wire isn't just all fiction either.
It ain't. And the people that lived it okayed it.
Yeah.
My family not okaying it.
Everybody didn't okay it.
You know what I'm saying?
But everybody didn't okay The Wire. When they was shooting that shit down in Lanville about me, it was a lot of protesters down there against it that no one talked about.
Right. I didn't even know.
We was there while they shooting that shit in our block. Mm-hmm. And protesters was coming up and they had police sitting in Latrobe. Mm. Making them stay up there. It was protesters, that whole shit, because a lot of them people who was putting them buildings are real people, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know
and that's
the
problem.
Reason, you know the reason why they signed off on it? Once they give them their green light, say, okay, we can do this. And they say, okay, well, and you had the main players that actually say, okay, yeah, we'll sign off on it.
Yeah.
And then once you say, okay, we need a star, Woodhurst. Okay, we got a green light.
Yeah.
We're going to go with this. Yeah. We're going to see how it pop off and let the chips fall where they fall.
Not only that, you got Snoop. Oh, she's going to bottle. Oh, okay.
But also with, and this ain't the only time Netflix ever done this. They did the same thing with the Ted Bundy story. Mm-hmm. When they got Zac Efron, it was
so you can romanticize about him, right? So
yeah,
you can,
okay. Yeah, I mean,
not Zac us, but the ones that like him.
Listen,
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know who these fucking actors is.
Oh, you know Zac Efron, you Disney-watching motherfucker. You know who it is.
I really don't.
You got children. How the fuck you don't know who's Zach? I hate you, bitch. I hate you. You be lying. Let yo.
Me, like, you, when was some creepy? I said, damn, Zach Efron actually looks yo, like Tim.
Hold on. Put your man cape up. Like, right. You, like a matador, because he's lying.
Let me tell you what's so funny, right? I didn't know that the bitch that was out there fighting for Black Power was the bitch from iCarly until Brooke was like, you don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
I was like, she was like, dad, you used to sit here and hey, you watch it with me. I'm like, who is it? She's like, iCarly. And I was like, oh, her. I don't know these bitches' names.
You see, and that thing, that's the thing that's been bothering me. Like I said, the romanticizing about the shit. Mm. You put your favorite actors, actresses in these roles and you don't see right. The villain the same anymore.
Right.
You don't see the feeling the same.
You
want to
see your actor pull this off.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just recently found out Training Day based off of Juice Zoy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But Denzel and that, like, yo, I think it's too many creatives in the world where you gotta use somebody's real life and not give a fuck how they feel.
But you know what I'm saying, we need to stop watching. I'm not gonna stop watching my shit because that's my shit. Law and Order, that shit is every episode. Every episode is based off a true mm-hmm. story. They just embellished the bitch a little bit for the rights of the people that was really involved.
Dun-dun. Y'all some fucking geeks, yo. Y'all some fucking geeks.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. I'm not, I don't know, yo. Like, for real, like, I really.
I think like, people I are on the fence people. Until it happens to them.
I don't really want to.
Of course.
Hey,
of course. That's,
everybody that watch it, this how it is, right? A motherfucker, love those shoot 'em up, bang bang joints, right? Until they got buried their nephew, niece, aunt, cousin, brother, whatever,
right.
From the gun, right? And then it's I don't watch that shit no more, right? And then 2 months later, they back at it. Mm. So that's what I'm saying, like. That's why niggas want.
My thing is fiction and nonfiction. Like, but I love Scarface. That shit ain't real.
But this is where niggas be. They be saying that they don't believe me
when I be treating Miami's real.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's,
no, yeah,
that's he's
that's,
he's false.
He's false. Yeah, right. But niggas don't believe me when I say, yo, I don't watch Power. I don't watch BMF. I don't watch Snowfall or none of that shit. They like, why? Cause nigga, like, it's not intriguing to me anymore. Like, that shit, like, when you got literally a fucking encyclopedia of fucking death flyers, basically, for behind that shit. When you got fucking you niggas who's.
You got a Rolodex full of obituaries.
You got niggas that was doing time, you know what I'm saying? Was doing time about
he should have hit you shit. Right in your fucking mouth.
Off the single, right, here we go. But no, like real shit. Like when niggas is really doing time behind what I'm watching on TV, that shit is like that shit. These niggas always had a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas would that's do some niggas would do some shit, and then next thing you know, next episode the nigga home,
mm-hmm.
and I still got hit 9. That shit not the same.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I was like, yo, I don't watch.
Nigga, but you chose not to watch the shit, though.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I don't.
I just choose, yo, it's like my conscience be fucking with me, man, all the time now. I don't know what the fuck it is. It just makes me think of things way
niggas
deeper,
is
yo.
Niggas is wiser now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit really, we realize that shit really
I'll just be trying to laugh.
You really that shit really like, fuels your blood, comedy, yo.
Yeah.
That shit fuel you. Like negativity fuel you. Like, I ain't gonna lie, when I was on that shit, you see, I was punching niggas in the mouth, coming to the studio, hand wrapped up. Cause that shit, I was feel like niggas, I had a few like
or fighting your girl off or whipping your ass like she be doing.
I ain't date twine, nigga. Fuck you, talking about.
Yo, she fucking you up, yo.
But
yo, I felt a change. A change with me, right?
What? We gotta bring date twine up here again.
No, we don't want him up here. We don't want day 20. Yo, I had to like back away from watching shit like the first 48. I'm like, nah, yo. I like,
yeah, I did too.
I'm like, that nah. This ain't. I said, you know
I said,
what?
Shit.
It's something I can't do it no more. I said, nah.
You need to see the people.
I said, nah.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Said if you weak, who
I watched first 48
and
then
like,
nah. No why?
It's not entertaining.
I be looking
yo.
At like, yo, this how you bitch ass niggas really be talking that tough shit, mm-hmm. and then you bitch ass niggas fooling underneath a
yeah,
donut and
the juice.
Come
on, and they be sitting in the room like, oh,
stomach hurting and shit.
And they
bring a nigga
cold as shit.
Then they bring a nigga mother in there. then that nigga should get a Coke and a donut.
And can I talk to my mama one more time? Get a hug.
All right, this is what happened.
Fuck out of
here. Roger gave me the gun. I took the gun. He told me if I don't kill him, I'm going to get killed. Like,
he was such a good boy.
So do you feel like these big corporations play a part in romanticizing being a thug? Like, I mean, people looked at Wee Bay being in interrogation room with a damn.
I bet the narrative.
Yeah, all right. Well, I got that body,
and since we on Netflix, I bet the narrative with that company would change if the owner of Netflix, a relative, got killed, and somebody wanted to do a film.
Right.
But the whole mission statement with the company will change. Everything will change. He's not going to sit back and be like, well, it's just business. Let's do the show.
Not going to do it.
The owner of NBC not going to do it with Peacock. Nobody's doing it.
You know what's going to happen?
It's easier for them to do it because they ain't live it.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
They're going to get voted the fuck out because they're publicly traded. They're going to get voted the fuck
eventually
out.
Eventually. But what I'm saying is, like, it's easy for somebody to do it that never lived it. It's like somebody coming from the suburbs and they romanticize about the inner city so bad. Like, why the fuck you care about rats and crackhead? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why the fuck you want to come down here?
So
they're not going to romanticize when the stock market crashes and they start blowing their fucking heads out in their Maseratis.
Right.
And shit, right?
Yeah.
And they jump out the fucking window and shit.
That's not act like they were so fucking happy about Wolf on Wall Street.
Right.
They weren't happy about that fucking movie.
Right. Because you got to think about it.
Great fucking movie, too.
You got to think about it. So, if... This how shit always goes right now. So people start boycotting it, and they start boycotting it,
I thought he said ball.
Yeah,
We talking about Jeffrey Dahmer, right? So niggas start doing that, right?
And then
numbers and shit start dropping, right? The numbers start dropping. Of course, they're gonna make a drastic change, right? But then when that drastic change don't make no fucking money, I'm gonna vote you out. Who are with it? I. They gonna bring somebody else in, and that motherfucker gonna bring back everything. Next thing you gonna know, John Gotti story. All that shit. They gonna bring back
I'm not disagreeing.
Because
it's easier for them to do it because they ain't lived it.
People like that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
People love that shit. White people love out. Like, rap music is big because of white people. Not us.
Not anymore, right.
Not us.
Yeah. The whites and the Asians.
Like NWA, like, keep it real. NWA was big because of white people. Black niggas came to the little court short. All those stadiums they did, white people was filthing that bitch like it was a marathon.
I mean, they
was fighting the police for them niggas.
Right. I mean, the last two concerts we went to, it looked like a college campus.
They was marching and all that shit,
Benny the Butcher. Like, I'm sitting here like, he talking about coke, nigga. What are you doing?
Man, and they know the fucking word.
They know every word.
And then you be sitting there looking at him, waiting for them to say the N word. Like,
say nigga, please.
You be standing. I dare you, bitch. I dare you. Let me
the white boy turned around and was like, hey, you going to fuck me? I'm like, yo, you funny as shit.
Yeah, because he's going to get fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
DT, I don't give a fuck a song or not. DT, don't say that shit
choking
around,
all bro. That shit. Like, what? What you say, my nigga?
That's crazy, man.
You say nigga? Oh, just a...
That is what it is, man. But check it out, man. Let me get your final thoughts, Andy, so we can get up out of here.
It's going to happen regardless whether they say yeah or nay.
That's sad.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's the same. They wait until, like how Conway said, they wait until like 25, 30 years after the fact, and they're going to put it out there.
Fact. Conway?
Yeah, like, it's fucked up thing to say, yeah. I mean,
cat.
You just have to fucking deal with it your way or deal with it Hollywood way, because at the end of the day, they put 20... See, what niggas don't realize, Hollywood put on with these people that you sit in front of, or these therapists say, it takes 25 years for you to get past a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, all right, after the 25 years, nigga, it's a wrap. So you just gotta deal with that shit. Either you die, Mm-hmm. Or you fucking, you gonna have to live through that shit. See that shit plastered. The nigga that killed your family, plastered around. And everybody memeing and shit. You better get off of Instagram and Facebook.
That's wicked, man. That's wicked, man.
It's wicked as shit, but, I mean,
man.
Unless you take proper precautions, like, yo, like, you can't use my relative name in this shit or his story or anything like that about him in this shit and have the money to fight that.
Right.
You're right.
You're right. You gotta definitely have the money to fight.
You're wrapped up.
You gotta have the money to fight it. Yeah, everybody's correct. Me, I'm just gonna send prayers and healing energy to everybody that's going through that shit right now with that Jeffrey Dahmer and any of that shit on TV. Like, if your family going through that shit and y'all just can't take it, bro, like, I'm sending some healing energy, because for me, yeah, I knew I wouldn't be able to take it. Something happened to, you know, y'all know how I feel about the kids in my family and my family, period. If God forbid something happened to one of them and that shit pop on TV, I fuck around, kill the whole county.
When you eating, like, gay niggas up too, man.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck around, kill the whole county.
He's eating them gay niggas up, man.
Now, you want to talk about something that's fucked up. You can't bury your loved one. This nigga ate him.
Yeah.
Like, that's some sinister shit, bro.
You can't even get the ashes. You can't even cremate the nigga, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can't even put him in a necklace?
No. Like, God bless Coolio. Yeah, rest in peace to Coolio.
Yo, they put him in wigs. I mean, they put him in,
yo, this, like, been another edition of Imperfect Sense right here on Unified Radio. Yo, we not gonna keep going on with this shit, man. This show is over. This shit is a wrap, man. We see y'all the same time, same Unified channel. Next week. Peace.
Thanks, Paradise.